This is all of it. Every 4 years, we get an extra day. That's right. It's leap year this year, and tomorrow is February 29th. What to do with it? WNYC culture editor Jennifer Vanasco is here to join us for our weekly segment we call The Get Out. This is a very special Get Out.
Exactly. This only happens every 4 years, so we have to really take advantage.
All right. So first of all, happy leap year, Jay.
Happy almost leap year to you.
So how are we starting out with our leap year?
Okay,
or leap day.
So we're going to start out with leaplings. So I had actually never heard this term before, but it's people who are born on leap year. And there are a bunch of them with New York City connections where you could like get out and do something. Yeah, for example, Augusta Savage. I don't know if you know her. I had never heard of her, but she's an artist, right? She's an artist,
yeah.
Exactly. So she's this Harlem Renaissance artist. She went to Cooper Union, and then she actually, more than an artist, she became an educator, an activist. She really kind of started the careers of a lot of young Black artists. She's super important. But her masterwork is this monumental work called The Harp. It was for the 1939 World's Fair in Queens, a place you could visit,
sure,
by the way, of course. It was inspired by the James Weldon Johnson poem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it was amazing. It was 16 feet tall. There were 12 African-American chorus members who were the strings of the harp, kind of all lined up. And it kind of gets smaller. It looks just like a line going on forever. And they're all kind of held in the hand of God, this hand right under them. And there's a young man in the front of it, kind of offering music to people. It took her 2 years to make this work. It became super popular. But she didn't have a lot of money, and she didn't have a patron to support her. So she couldn't cast it in bronze or stone, something more lasting. So at the end of the fair, a bulldozer came and knocked it over. I know, it's tragic. However, you can see a smaller model. So these were, the harp was so popular, people would buy reproductions as souvenirs.
That's so interesting. I'm not looking you in the eye. I'm Googling because Lift Every Voice and Sing is known as the Black National Anthem.
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure it was the poem was the same as the
song.
Yeah,
it's the exact, that exact poem. Yes, yeah, so that it is. And some people wanted to title her sculpture The Harp, but she was insistent that it be called Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's exactly that. So you can see a small model of that at the New York Historical Society.
I'm so glad you can see it somewhere.
Me too. I'm really, really glad. I must say, after this, so I guess there's been a lot of talk about like maybe casting a bigger version at some point. I wish they would. When you see a picture of it, it's really an extraordinary piece. It's gorgeous.
So that's Augusta Savage. All right, who's next?
So we have another artist, the much more controversial Balthus. He was a Polish-French modern artist born in 1908. He's probably best known for a painting of a young girl called Therese Dreaming. It's a 1938 poem about actually the same time as Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Augusta Savage work. But, you know, there's an online petition a few years ago saying it romanticized the sexualization of a child. It's a girl. She's about 12 or 13. She's actually a muse of the artist. He painted her in a lot of different ways. And you can see her underwear. And people, you know, I don't actually know when I first saw that painting that I thought any of it, except of being kind of like a young girl who is lost in thought. But
kind of dreaming. There's a kitty cat down.
There's a kitty cat, right? But it is controversial in that way. Some people say, you know, Balthus was a mystic, and his idea was that ordinary situations have to be decoded and this kind of express vulnerability. You could see it at the Met, and the Met says, hey, it's an opportunity for conversation. So what better thing than to, like, have, if you want to have a conversation, then go to the Met, check the painting out.
All right. Who else is on our list of leaplings?
Okay. So, the inventor of the submarine, Allison. The inventor of the submarine, born on February 29th. I know.
Who knew?
His name is John Philip Holland. He was an Irish engineer. So, he was teaching at a Catholic school in Paterson, New Jersey. And he broke his leg. And while he was laid up, he had this kind of finalized his idea for a submarine, something that would go underwater. And his first prototype is at the Paterson Museum in New Jersey. You can go see it. It's right across the George Washington Bridge. Basically, if you get yourself across the George Washington Bridge, you can walk to the museum. That's how close it is. And he also had he made a second version that was for Irish revolutionaries. That's also at the Paterson Museum. He hoped it would deter war. That did not happen. But you can see a later model. You can see how much it did not deter war. If you go to the Intrepid, the museum, of course, in the Hudson, they have the USS Growler. It's the only American guided missile submarine that's open to the public. And it's really cool. You go down there, you can see the crew mess. You see the control room, the attack center. You see the actual missiles. So that is, you know, that's kind of the fruits of his original labor. It's super cool. He's a great leapling.
All right, for people who like inventors.
Right.
Music.
You
gotta have music.
In
this show, we have to have some music.
Also born on leap year, two stars affiliated with the big band era. One, Jimmy Dorsey, big band leader, played saxophone, played clarinet. Mm-hmm. He's probably best known. He played clarinet for the original Georgia On My Mind. What a beautiful song. Or he's maybe also known for Pennies from Heaven, Bing Crosby, Louis Armstrong. He actually lived here for most of his career. And so he's one of them. And his contemporary, Dinah Shore,
I used to love Dinah Shore, on the Mike Douglas show. I think she was on the Mike Douglas show.
Right, and she was a talk show host. She's very charming,
yes.
Right? Yeah, totally. So she actually auditioned to be a singer for Jimmy Dorsey. She did not make it. I know.
Wow.
Shame on him, because she went on to be the first singer of her era to achieve really big solo success. Mm-hmm. Like, she was a monster. She was like incredibly successful. And she lived in New York City. Fun fact, she was on the first recording of Baby It's Cold Outside, the controversial Christmas song with Buddy Clark, mm-hmm. 1949. Uh-huh. But, you know, it is in fact cold outside. So I thought, you know, we should mention that. So putting them together, there's not really, I really tried hard to figure out where they lived in New York City. I had no luck. However, this weekend, NYU is having its intercollegiate swing exchange. Tomorrow, Saturday.
Is it swing dancing?
Swing dancing, yes. It is a giant day of workshops, performances, competitions, a social dance. The Glenn Kreitzer Quartet is going to be there at 8. It's focused on student dancers, but anybody can go, and they have different tracks. If you've never swung danced before, but you've always wanted to, this is your day. This is like your day to learn it. Or if you like, no, I didn't like, want to get back, then this is your day too.
Perfect.
The last thing is, it's also Rossini's birthday on that day. I couldn't find any Rossini, Allison. I looked, there is no performance of Rossini, of his operas, of his music anywhere in the city, but WQXR will be playing some. So if in case you cannot get out, or while you're getting out, if you turn to WQXR, you can listen.
Love it. So what if I want to actually celebrate Leap Day?
Right.
Or their sleep date? What do you do?
Right. So a lot of people, of course, drink. And because why not? There are a lot of restaurant and drink specials around the city. People should Google those. But I wanted to point out a thing for kids. At the St. George Library Center in Staten Island, they have a Leap Day party. This will only really work if you either live on Staten Island or you're kind of going there for something else, because it's only about an hour or so. Mm-hmm. Probably not worth a special trip out. But they're going to learn about leap year. There are crafts, activities. They're going to have a little dance party. And later that day, for adults, or maybe also older kids. So Richmond Tavern, which is, Guyon Tavern, which is an historic Richmond town, mm-hmm. the kind of recreation of the olden days. Every Saturday in winter, they have an indoor concert series. And there's like candles, and it's like really lovely and cozy. Perfect for the weather. And they're doing that this weekend. They have the band Harbor Town. And a special kind of for Leap Day, they're going to do kind of folk favorites and story songs. I must say, if I wasn't reviewing a show Saturday, I would absolutely be there. It sounds wonderful.
And a final thing you can do, if you're a lady and you would like to propose to your man or your other lady, I suppose.
Right, or your other lady.
The other lady. Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah. So this comes from Ireland. So, okay, in Greece and Ukraine, it turns out it's bad luck if you marry on Leap Day.
Bad luck.
Bad luck. If you marry.
Okay.
However, it was a one day where you could propose to a guy on Leap Day. So if you're up for that, this is the weekend, my friends.
All right. Jay Vanesco, The Get Out. Jay, thank you so much for putting so much work into that. That was really, really fun.